With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller.
I, Gloria Macfield Nixon, do swear that I will well and truly serve His Majesty King Charles III and the people of the Cayman Islands, so help me God.
The Honorable Gloria Macfield Nixon, the country's first female deputy governor, officially takes up the post on Wednesday, following the retirement of previous post holder, the Honorable Franz Manderson. CIGTV's Lavita Thompson reports.
The Honorable Gloria Macfield Nixon was sworn in during cabinet and formally began her tenure as leader of the civil service. Mrs. Macfield Nixon was supported by her family, friends, members of cabinet, chief officers, and other senior officials for the historic occasion. She shared her first official message to the public service following her oath.
I step into this role fully aware of its enormity and deeply humbled by the opportunity to serve. I am grateful for the confidence placed in me by Her Excellency the Governor, the partnership that has been offered me by the Premier and his government, and for the prayers, encouragement, and support so many of you have shared. In taking up this role, I have been motivated by one thing: to carry on the excellent progress we have collectively been making to becoming a world-class organization.
We wish DG Macfield Nixon all the best as she begins this new and exciting chapter of her career.
Police have arrested two people after a drug search at a home in Northside. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
Police say two people are in custody after officers searched a house on Lariat Road in Northside. It happened Sunday, July 5th, around 3 in the afternoon. RCIPS and Customs and Border Control officers went to the address to carry out a search under the Firearms Act and Misuse of Drugs Act. During that search, officers found quantities of what appeared to be ganja and cocaine, along with cash inside the residence. A 33-year-old man and a 36-year-old woman were arrested on suspicion of drug offenses and taken into custody. Police say the seized items will form part of the investigation, and police say the matter remains under active investigation. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
The Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions has opened its case in the trial of Richard Joseph Robinson, who's charged with a single count of rape, alleged to have taken place back in August 2025. Here's Radio Cayman's Jeffy Ebanks with this report.
Mr. Robinson denies the charge. The Crown alleges that on the 2nd of August 2025, he went to the complainant's home without prior notice. It is claimed that shortly after he arrived, he raped the woman who's known to him. The allegation only came to light after the complainant herself was arrested for assaulting Mr. Robinson. During her subsequent police interview, she disclosed that a rape took place. The case is being brought by Crown Prosecutor Emma Rantz, with the defendant represented by Samson Law. Justice the Honorable Emma Peters oversees the matter. The trial is expected to continue for the remainder of the week as evidence is presented and witnesses are heard. The case continues in the main court building. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
In other court news, Malik Darrell Williams and Christy Amanda Brown appeared in summary court facing charges linked to the alleged importation of MDMA and ganja. Williams pled guilty to possessing ganja and a drug utensil, but denies involvement in importing MDMA. Prosecutors allege Williams helped import more than 14 pounds of ganja between June and October 2025, and that he possessed additional ganja and a scale in 2024. Ms. Brown's lawyer questioned why her client was charged at all, saying her name does not appear in the case papers except for her arrest. The chief magistrate ordered outstanding disclosure to be provided within 7 days. The case returns to court on July 21st. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Alan Smith. The US and Iran have traded strikes for a second night, with the Iranian foreign ministry condemning American strikes on civilian infrastructure as a war crime. The US military said it struck some 90 military targets. The rail line between Tehran and Mashhad, where the late Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei is being buried later, has been suspended. Germany says President Trump has agreed to sell it long-range American Tomahawk missiles. The US recently said it was reviewing its military capabilities in Europe, with plans to commit fewer of its own assets to the continent. Ukraine has continued to attack Russian energy infrastructure. The governor of the Tver region, northwest of Moscow, said an oil depot was set alight. In southern Stavropol Krai region, fuel tanks were set ablaze. The BBC has found evidence that false and misleading claims about Ebola are fueling violence against health workers in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Incidents of community resistance include attacks on medical facilities. BBC News.